Gentlemen, the question we're going to deal with this morning is one that has to do not so much with halacha, but with what I would say publicly embarrassing a rabbi on the following scenario. As you all know, we're in the days of Sfirat HaOmer, and during the days of Sfirat HaOmer, Minhag Yisrael, the custom is that the rabbi is the one that makes the bracha. Now, why is it that the custom is that the rabbi makes the bracha and then everyone else does?
Because you rely on the rabbi to know the correct date.
First of all, you rely on the rabbi to know the correct date. And secondly?
Because he might have counted every day he can make the bracha.
Correct. We assume that the rabbi was one of those that didn't forget a day. Because what happens if you forget a day of Sfirat HaOmer?
No bracha.
No bracha. Bruce answered correctly. Because the majority of the Jews around the world will say, once you forget a day, it's all over. Once you forget a day, you get no cheesecake on Shavuos. That's it. Gone. The truth is, it is absolutely incorrect. The way Bruce said it is correct. If you look on the top of the source sheet, the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, if you forgot to make the bracha and you forgot the sphira totally, both at night and during the day, says the Shulchan Aruch in Simon, Tov Pei Tet Se'if Chet, so fair b'shar yamim below bracha, you continue to count for the rest of the days, albeit without a bracha. Explains the Mishnah Brura that this is a what we would call not a negotiable psak halacha, but to be more precise, what we call in modern Hebrew a pshara. A pshara means
a compromise
psak halacha. Says the Mishnah Brura on the spot. Kedat harbei poskim de'en sfirat hayamim makvin zeze. Many poskim say that each and every day of sfira is its own mitzvah. So even if you miss day number 12, you can still do the mitzvah on day number 13. And even if you miss day number 27, you can do it on day 28. However, says the Mishnah Brura, not according to some, this is the point of view. But why believe bracha? Why don't you make no bracha? Leman damar, the sfirat sheva shabbatot mirot ba'inan v'haleka v'hachaser chad yoma. But why is it that you don't make a bracha? Because, says the Mishnah Brura, because there are those that say that you need to have 7 full weeks, and the minute you don't have that complete order of 49 days, it's over. So it's exactly what we would call a compromise. We basically paskin that every day it's its own mitzvah, but in reverence, out of respect for those that disagree, we say it without a bracha. And just to finish this point, I brought on the source sheet on the top exactly those two points of view. There's basically one sugya in Shas, on one page in Shas, about Sfirat HaOmer. Menachot Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph. Why is it in Mesechet Menachot? Take a wild guess.
It's bringing the Korban Omer.
Exactly. How does the Omer start? Why do we call it Sfirat HaOmer? Because it starts with the onset of the Omer is with the Korban HaOmer. So says the Tosfos, on that particular sugya, on Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph, Pasak b'halachot gdolot, the Bahag says that you do not, if you miss a day, you can't make a bracha, it's all over. And says the Tosfos, v'tem agdolahi v'lo yitachen, and I don't agree with him. And the Rosh says, kol laila v'laila mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So what does the Bahag say? If you look on the left side of the sheet, you'll see, b'halachot gdolot, she'im ifsik yom echad v'lo safar, shuv ino sofer mishum deba'e tmimot. So what did the Shulchan Aruch do? He said, I basically paskin like the Rosh and the Tosfos, that every day is an independent mitzvah, and you can continue counting with a bracha. But out of respect for the Bahag, do it without a bracha. I basically paskin that every day is its own mitzvah. So you continue to fulfill the mitzvah of counting the Omer, albeit out of respect for the Bahag, and we do this many times in Halacha, we'll do it without a bracha. Does anyone around this table know when else do we give respect to the Bahag, even though in general that's not the Psak Halacha? It's a Friday night scenario. Why do women on a Friday night do this thing, cover their eyes, say the bracha, and then hop! There's the candles. What's the problem with that? There's two problems. Problem number one.
Normally you say the bracha before you do the
ma'aseh. Normally you say the bracha before you do the ma'aseh. You say, Lahadlik ner, shel Chanukah, shel Chanukah, Chanukah, and then you light. You say, Alach lilat matzah, and then you eat. And all of a sudden here, you're lighting before you make the bracha. of Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. What's the second problem? It looks strange. What in God's name is this supposed to mean? But regarding the second question, I have no explanation. Regarding covering the eyes, that's the psak of the Ramah that says, out of respect for the Bahag, that says that once you make the bracha, you're mekabel Shabbos, so you're in a bind. You make the bracha, lahadlik ner shel Shabbat, so you've now accepted Shabbos. Now what can't you do? Light the candles. What did you just make?
Bracha.
Not a bracha. What? What did you just make? A bracha. Levatala. So says the Ramah, we have no choice. We have to make the bracha beforehand. And they make a me'ain, I would say, a little bit of a over la siyatan. Namely, what they do is they cover their eyes and then, hop, there's light. As opposed to lighting it afterwards. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree. Rav Avadya Yosef doesn't agree. But out of, as we said, respect for the Bahag, this is what we do. On Purim, very common to have women Megillah readings for women. Can women read for men? Out of respect for the Bahag that says no, because there are two different levels of chiyuvim. One is shmiyat ha-megillah, listening to the Megillah. The other is kriyat ha-megillah, reading it. Says the Bahag, men are chayiv in shmiyah and kriya, and women are only chayiv in shmiyah. And because of that, women can read for women, because they're on the same level of obligation, but women can't read for men. So we have many examples in Halacha where we respect the Bahag. But quite frankly, this is one of the many examples where we respect the Bahag, so we won't make a bracha, but we don't paskin like the Bahag. You still continue to count Sfira, and you have a mitzvah of Sfira to Omer. Now comes our question of the day, but there's questions around the table.
Question for you.
Yes.
Why can't we rely in Shasat Kach, where if you forget, if the rabbi forgets to make the bracha?
We'll get to the rabbi.
If you forget to make it.
One second, we'll get to the rabbi, This is generally the Psak Halacha, this is what we tell people, right? We'll get to the rabbi in a moment. Here's the scenario that was brought to us. The rabbi makes the bracha because we rely on him to both, as Harold say, know which day of Sfira it is, so we'll listen to which day it is. And number two, we assume he didn't miss a day of Sfira, and therefore he can make the bracha. So a rabbi approached me and said, I got a problem. What's your problem? I have a minyan for Mayrif. So that's wonderful. What's the problem? See, that's the problem when you're Israeli. You have no patience to listen to someone. You interrupt them as they talk. So he says, well, I'll tell you my problem. Now we're in the days of Sfira, so we're counting Sfira to Omer, and all through Pesach I was fine, and then the day after Pesach I was all fatumult, I went from chametz to matzah to chametz, and somehow the leavened bread, in some way or another, ruined my brain, and I forgot to count Sfira one night. I had a I don't know what he had, but it wasn't in Mayriv, and now the next night came, Thursday night, when the Yom Tov ended in Chutz Laaretz on Tuesday night. So Wednesday night he forgot Sfira. Thursday he comes to Mayriv and he says, oh my gosh, I forgot a day, what do I do? And if I don't make the bracha, it's going to be noticeable. Because I usually make the bracha on behalf of everyone. I will be embarrassed in public. Everybody will know the rabbi forgot a day. And pretty much at the beginning. And this is going to go on not for a day or two. It's not like we're on the 48th day of the Omer. We're okay, one night. We're talking about a big chunk of Sfira still with us. What do I do? You understand the question? So if you just read the Shulchan Aruch, as I always say around this table, and your teeth are white, what do you tell them? Tough! But you can't say tough, because you have the halacha on the one hand, and you have reality on the other. And you have to try to see how to balance them out here. So let's see a beautiful pre-chadash. A pre-chadash is one of the interpretations on the tour in Shulchan Aruch. The pre-chadash says as follows. Nishalti ayadei dayan echad. A dayan asks me. Shahara al misha shachach velo safar layla echad. A person forgot a night and a day, meaning he missed a whole day of Sfira. So what do we basically invoke? What's the halacha? Count without a bracha. He says, Sha'adinu she'no sofer od bibracha. So that's it. He can't make a bracha anymore, though he continues to count Sfira. But here's the problem. She'avor lifnei ateva. He's the chazen. And if he doesn't make the bracha, everybody will know. Look at this. He forgot a day of Sfira. And number two, it's not just anybody. Mele Joe Shmo forgets a day of Sfira. Mele some guy in the street says Lashon Hara. But the rabbi, the Dayan, he's the one that forgot. says the prichodash va'agav shi'ase atzmo shliach tzibur yaviach shesofer bibracha im kiven yafe behorato olo. So somehow he got a psak from the dayan that if he's a chazin, he should make the bracha, even though he forgot a whole day. And he wants to know if this was a good psak halacha. Well, let's see. We just read the Shulchan Aruch. It seems pretty clear. Every kid knows in kindergarten, you forget a whole day, you don't make a bracha anymore. So you still get the cheesecake on Shavuos. You still are fulfilling the mitzvah of Svirat HaOmer. We don't penalize you. You get your cheesecakes and blintzes over there. For those that like milchiks, I am not one of them. But you don't make a bracha. This is a public embarrassment. So what do we do? Comes along the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner. Rav Vosner says, Rav Vosner is not a modern Orthodox rabbi. Rav Vosner is basing himself on a famous story of the Beit HaLevi. Now, who was the Beit HaLevi, the House of Levi? His real name was not House of Levi. Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik. Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin, and then rabbi in Brisk. His son was Rav Chaim Brisker, who took over as the rabbi in Brisk when Volozhin closed down in 1892. His son was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and his son was Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, which we all commonly call the Rav, the one that taught at Yeshiva University for so many decades and gave smicha to so many rabbis and is basically a very, very big influence in the modern Orthodox world to this very moment.
His younger brother?
Huh?
Younger brother?
What younger brother?
Soloveitchik is that?
Which younger, who? Which Rav Soloveitchik? Grandfather? Great-grandfather?
The
YU Rav Soloveitchik. That everyone quotes, the Rav, his great-grandfather was Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik with the same name. The story goes as follows. The Beit HaLevi forgot a day of Sfira, and he has to make the bracha in public. So what did he do? He did what the Shevet HaLevi brings here. Now the story I say about the Beit HaLevi, everybody knows. I just couldn't find the source for it, and therefore, to be intellectually honest, I didn't put it on a source sheet because I didn't find the source. Somehow everyone quotes the story, but no one knows where it's actually written. So if someone is listening and knows where, please let me know. We'll add it in, and we'll give him a yashar koach in his name. Says the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner. Rav manhigo be'iro sheshachach be'echad ayamim shesfira sa'omer lisfor ha'sfira al-yidei shelo yitpalel be'vet ha'knesset. V'nishalti ma yaseh b'shar yamim, ki hu ragil lispor barabim, ve'yeshanu kvod ha'torah b'zayonim lo yispor. Exactly, our question. One night he didn't come to Minyan, so he forgot to count Sfira, and the next night he's in shul, and oh my gosh, I'm about to have to get the kavod. I say, oh my God, I'm about to get the kavod, because this kavod's going to embarrass me. Because according to straight halacha shulchan aruch, siman taf pei tet zeif chet, I can't make the bracha. And the whole community will know, this rabbi is not a forgetful Jones. What kind of rabbi is he? He forgets Sfira. This is the most important thing a rabbi should do. And he forgets. So what is the Shut Shevet HaLevi Rav Vosner Paskin? Rav Vosner, by the way, lived into the 21st century. We're talking about a person that's very sensitive to what people think. Imagine what the blogs would write. Imagine what Twitter would tweet. Imagine what Facebook would face. Imagine what you would do on your SMSs if you knew the rabbi didn't forgot a night. Says the Shut Shevet HaLevi. Listen to this. Because it's a sha'at atchak, I mean, he's going to be embarrassed publicly. If Charlie smoch al da'at ha'rishonim, like Harold said, shekol yom u'mitzvah b'fnei atzma, v'yispor b'shar yamin b'bracha, v'kva yadua shayu gdolim sh'asu ma'aseh, gam b'lizeh lispor ha'shar b'bracha, v'af al pi she'en la'asot kein. Says the Shut Shevet HaLevi, because the rabbi's going to be publicly embarrassed, and we do have poskim that say, we saw, Tosfos in the Rosh, that every day it's its own mitzvah, and therefore you can make a bracha every day. You should tzomech on the Tosfos in the Rosh and say to the Bahag, we respect you in 99% of the cases, but not in a case where respecting you would cause what?
Embarrassment.
Public embarrassment. Not embarrassment in the house. Public embarrassment in the shul. Everybody would tweet and Facebook, the rabbi forgot Sfira. So tzomech on the Tosfos in the Rosh that both said the Bahag doesn't know what he's talking about. Look at the words of the Tosfos again. The temag dola hi velo yitachen. Temag dola means very extraordinary. Lo yitachen means no way. Those are very strong words against the Bahag. So says Rav Vosner, this is what he should do. And he says, many Gdolim did it even in private. And he ends by saying, Mikom akom b'mekezeh shishanu kvod ha-Torah v'kvod ha-Tzibor if shali smoch b'zeh. Because kvod ha-Torah and kvod ha-Tzibor, respect for the Torah, this is the rabbi, respect for the congregation, this is the congregational leader, is at stake. Be somech on the Tosfos and the Rosh. These are two great Rishonim. This is not some favofen or source found in some book on the bottom. This is right there in the Tosfos on the Vilna Shas on the page. So says our friend, says Rav Osner, and if you think that the Tosfos and the Rosh is a Dat Yachid, then the Shach Paskins and Simon Reish Mem Bet, one of the most important Simonim in Yoredeya, teaching you how to Paskin. The Shach Paskins, that in a Sha'at HaTchak, what's a Sha'at HaTchak?
An emergency now.
Let's translate those words, not emergency. No, emergency is Pikoch Nefesh. Sha'at HaTchak is not emergency.
Pressing situation.
What's a pressing situation? Friday, a minute before Shabbos. Pressing situation. This is a pressing situation. This is the rabbi's reputation at stake. He says, you could somech even on a minority opinion. So first of all, this is not a minority opinion. And he says, and even if you say it's a minority opinion, it's a sha'at hadchak. Very interesting psak halacha of the Shevet Halevi. Just passing like the Tosfos in the Rosh, and don't worry. Option number one. On the table, thank you Shulchan Aruch for respecting the Bahag. We will do it in 99% of the cases. As Rav Osner says, that you should do it. But if in public embarrassment is at stake, don't. Yes.
It reminds me of the Art Scroll book, if I can use them as an example, where the rabbi never makes a mistake. And there's something that we think isn't so right about that. And I wonder in a case like this, if there's a great learning, if the rabbi himself wasn't able to make this bracha, everyone then says, wow, we don't feel so bad.
We'll get to the end of the shir. We'll get to the end of the shir, and you hear what I have to say about that. You'll hear what I have to say about that. You'll be very surprised what I have to say about what you just said. Your argument is very, very moving. We'll get to it.
But just to clarify, you have to have this embarrassment component.
Yes.
In this thing. And the other point is, because this point came up in another shir a few days ago, the concept of meta halacha, and you see this, you see you're using it a lot.
I'm not using meta halacha. I don't know what meta halacha means. I know the bigger picture I agree with. The word meta halacha makes me very uncomfortable. I think halacha means not just Shulchan Aruch. Halacha means taking reality, taking Torah Tashem Tmima, and trying to make sure they walk together. And sometimes in those situations where they don't exactly meet, because you forgot a day of Sfira, but there's some public embarrassment, you have to find a way that the rabbi's dignity will be ensured, and halacha will be ensured. So the Shevet Halevi says, I'll give you a way. There's a Tosfos and there's a Rosh, and you can somech on them. And if you don't want to say, if you want to say it's a minority view, this is a Sha'at HaTchak. This is exactly the rules and regulations of halacha. Yoredeya Simon Reish Men Bet, the Shach Paskins, and the Sha'at HaTchak, you could take a minority view out of the draw and use it. We got it right here. But the word Meta Halacha, I never knew what it meant. I think I know what it means. I heard it used many times, but I'm a little uncomfortable with it.
So far, 5 hours into reading about it.
Oh, wow. So you should give a share about it. You should tell us.
I should say it, because my next sentence was going to be, and don't ask me for a share.
Okay. Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash himself was asked this question, and he has two interesting reasons why this chazan can actually make the bracha. Reason number one: Veishafti lechara yireh deshapi horav ve'lo mibayim bechahal echad sheino baki shavein bebirkato levatala mekivan shemotzi et ha'achirim el afilu kulam bekiim mevachim la'atzmam matzil ivruchei kahid shekatav ha'rambam pasak ha'mechaber dekahal shekulam bekiim betfila de'af al pi ken shliach tzibur chozer u'mitpalel ve'chen berkat ben sheva ve'kiddush shel bet ha'knesset mevachim luchu b'chol gavna v'chachana miktigvatei. What did he just say? He says, I'm going to take your scenario, and I am going to equate it to something we do every day, called Chazarat Hashatz. Now, we've talked about this so many times around this table, I'm not going to do justice to what I said, I'm going to do exactly what I said not to do. I'm going to call it the Chazan's repetition. For sake of this shir, says the Pri Chadash, why are you repeating davening? Lotzit Mishayno Baki, that's what the Gemara says. We pashkin like Chachamim against Rabban Gamliel. We do Chazarat Hashatz, just in case there's someone within the minyan doesn't know how to daven. So when the Chazan starts the Chazarat Hashatz, the Chazan's repetition, he'll put his feet together, he'll listen to every word, he'll say Amen, and that will be as if he davened. So says the Pri Chadash, let's take that model and move it over here. We come to Sfirat HaOmer. Not everyone knows how to make a bracha. Not everyone knows Hebrew. We don't want to embarrass someone in public. So the Chazan will say it out loud, and you will be Yotze with his bracha, because Shomea Keoner, when you hear it, it's as if you say it. So it's like, me? I'm not making a bracha for myself. I'm the rabbi. I missed the day. I'm making it for you. Who's you?
The audience.
Someone in the audience must not have made a bracha. Because after all, before Chazarat HaShatz, we don't look around the room and make sure everybody in the room davened. We just do a Chazarat HaShatz. Interesting claim, right? There's only one problem with it.
Well, let me ask you a question. You can't be Yossi somebody else if you can't be Yossi yourself, technically. In other words, I can't make a bracha for somebody if I'm not a chiyuv in that
so
bracha.
So either Herod read the sheet, or he's saying it midat atzmo. If Herod looks on the left side of the sheet, says the Pri Chadash, he doesn't like this. And he says, very simply, we have a klal in halacha brought many times in Shas, quoting a Gemara here in Rosh Hashanah Daf Kavtet, kol shi no mechuyav badavar no motzita rabim yedei chovato. Because we're basically saying you don't make a bracha because maybe you're not obligated. Maybe you're not obligated. So if you're not obligated, how can you make a bracha on behalf of someone else? Friday night Kiddush, let's say in shul, we're making a bracha for those that won't make Kiddush at home or will eat in the shul. I'm obligated in Kiddush and they're obligated in Kiddush. Davening, I'm obligated in davening and they're obligated in davening. This is not the case here because it could very well be the Baha'i is right. And your sphera is over. So therefore, you're not mechuyev badavar. And even if you want to say the we don't exactly paskin like the Bahag, we just out of respect don't make a bracha, then this gentleman in shul is more obligated than you because he is both bracha plus sphera. What are you? Sphera, no bracha. You're one level under him. That's number one. And number two, he says very simple, and that's why he says this idea won't work. I would go on to ad lib, that of course this idea won't work for a very simple reason. We do have a takana of Chazarat HaShatz by Chazal. We do have a takana of saying Kiddush and Shul by Chazal that the Rama says to do, Shulchan Aruch says not to do anymore. Do we have a takana of Sfirat HaOmer B'Tzibur? Did you ever see in any book that there's an inyan to say Sfira in a minyan? No, when you daven Ma'ariv and you happen to be in the days of Sfira, you would count Sfira. And if not, not. There's absolutely nothing that goes up or goes down by saying it in a minyan. There's no takana that the chazan says the bracha first. That's just the way we do it. And therefore, there's no takana lohotzit mishein obaki like we have by Chazarat HaShatz and by Kiddush, where there was an explicit takana, say it for those that can't say it themselves. Yes, Harold.
Proof of what you were saying is Friday night, if you daven early, they tell you to count sphere later. They don't tell you to come back for a minyan to count.
Correct. Very good. No one says to come back to shul. Everyone should get together after the meal and go outside and count sphira together. Absolutely. So there's no minyan component involved there. Number two is, there's no takana that a chazan has to say it. So you can't use that Chazarat HaShatz model or the Kiddush and Shul model for sphira to Omer. Now comes a better idea. Now this idea is innovative. What does he say? Umil lecha'ar v'matzinan. Number two. Sheyichaven lo'tziv chaviro afilu baki. Says the brach. In general, we paskin that a person's chayev in sfira. But this, I don't make a bracha because I missed a day. You make a bracha. Comes along the Pri Chadash and says, I got a great idea. And this is the alleged story of the Beit Halevi. Go to someone in shul. Don't say, maybe there's someone who doesn't know how to make a bracha. We don't go with that. Go to someone in shul, like Bruce. Bruce, you're my volunteer. I'm going to give you a little secret. I didn't count sphira last night. Let's keep it between us. Bruce says, okay, I'll keep it between us. Bruce, don't make the bracha. I'm going to make the bracha for you. You answer amen. So he makes the bracha out loud. Everybody thinks in the shul, oh, he's just making the bracha out loud. But Bruce knows the truth. Who is he really making the bracha for? For Bruce, who's not making the bracha intentionally. So every single night of Sfira, says the Pri Chadash, go up to someone in shul. Maybe it should be the same person, so not everybody knows that you didn't count Sfira for one whole day, and say, don't make the bracha, be yotze with my bracha. After all, as I said earlier, we don't paskin like the Bahag, that you're not chayev, we paskin you are chayev, just you don't make a bracha. That's fine if I'm alone, but if with some other people, so I'll ask someone intentionally, you don't make the bracha, so I can make it out loud, nobody will know, except for you, that I didn't count Sfira. Isn't that a great idea? Says the Pri Chadash, number two on the left side, Omnam achar ktzat yu men zeklum. After thinking about this great idea, I don't like it. I hate the Beit Yosef Shan Nefishah Rishon HaMechuyev B'davar, and he goes back to what Harold says, that quite frankly you can't do it because Bruce is obligated in two, bracha and sphira. you, Rabbi, according to the way we paskin, are only obligated in one, Svira. So you're more mechuyav, you're more obligated than the Rabbi. And therefore this won't work. And therefore he ends by saying, basically, the Pri Chadash puts up his hands and says, I don't agree with the Shevet HaLevi. The Shevet HaLevi lived much after him, so he didn't have to deal with him. But he says, I can't matir such a thing. I have no way of doing it. So therefore, all the rabbi has to be embarrassed, fine. You want a good piece of advice, let the rabbi never count in public, this way no one will know. And he should go up to someone in the shul, or hear someone in the shul make the bracha, and answer amen. And this way, he'll have a bracha, albeit he didn't say it. You can answer amen to someone saying, borei pri ha'etz. So ala tzad, that maybe the Tosfos and the Rosh is right, he has his bracha, and he'll just count sfira. So he says, we can't save the rabbi. So the Shevet HaLevi says, yes, pri chadash, at the end of the day, trying to finagle, with two great suggestions. One is, let's just take the Chazara Tashatz model and pretend there's someone in the shul doesn't know how to daven and say the bracha, and we'll just, the rabbi will say it on his behalf. Or number two, don't pretend. Actually ask someone not to say the bracha. He says, I can't do it because anyone in the shul is more mechuyev than you. They're obligated in two. Bracha plus sfira, you're obligated just in one. Yes.
Using the last argument, when you get home from shul on Shabbat, your wife really should make kiddush for you. But we don't do that. Even though she has a greater fear.
You know why not? It's a big question. We're not going to go into it now, but in a word, I'll say on one foot, because it could very well be you're on the same level of chiyuv, because midoraisa, it's enough to say, today is Shabbos. Shabbat shalom. Could be. But it's a long argument. I can't get into it now. Why is it that you are as mechuyav as your wife when you come home from shul Friday night? You davened ma'ariv. You already said, atakidashta at yom ha'shvi'i, mekadesh ha'shabbos. And your wife maybe didn't daven ma'ariv. It's a long argument. Maybe we'll give a shiur on it one day and explain all the variations of that. But in general, the assumption is correct. Women are as chayev and kiddush as men. And maybe more mechuyev because she didn't daven ma'ariv and you did. Suffice it to say, it's a long argument. On one foot, I'll say, the minute she says Shabbat Shalom or good Shabbos, maybe she fulfilled her obligation to Oraisa of saying today is Shabbos, and therefore you're on the same level. That's the easy answer. Now I want to give one more suggestion that to this rabbi. So we said the suggestion of the Shevet HaLevi is there. Be so mechanos that say you can say a bracha every day even if you forgot. The Pri Chadash doesn't like it. I have another suggestion. How do you count the Omer? Look at the left side of the page on the second page. Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Siman Tov Peitet. V'sofer ayomim v'ashavuot keitzad. How do we count? Bayomer Rishon Omer hayom yom echad. Ba'omer. Ad shemegel lishiva yomim v'az yomar hayom shiva yomim shim shavu echad. Uv'yom ashmina omer hayom shmona yomim shim shavu echad v'yom echad. Can anyone tell us the protocol? How is it done? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam asher kitcham shabbetzivanu. Al Svirata Omer Hayom, whatever it is. That's the way we do it. Says the Levush. We'll get to the Levush in a moment. Guess what? There's another version. Look on the left side of the page, the Mordechai. Rabbeinu Ephraim. This is the Mordechai at the end of the second perek of Megillah. Siman Tuf Gimel. Rabbeinu Ephraim Pirish Mitzvah Limam Neyom Me'ach Yagir Lechal Shavua Kegon Shehayom Zayin Yomim Shem Shavua Echad. Or, Hachim Evarech, look at the bolded lines. Al Svirata Omer, Shehein Shavua Echad V'Yom Echad. There's another version. It's Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Olam, Asher Kitcham Shabbetzivanu, Al Svirata Omer, Shehayom, whatever it is. What's the difference between the two versions? Version of the Shulchan Aruch is, Bracha, then counting. Two things. What's the version of Rabbeinu Ephraim brought in the Mordechai? There's no bracha then counting. It's one long thing. Al Sfirata Omer Shehayom, whatever it is. He brings the Ravya that says, we do it a little differently. The Ravya says that you don't have to count the weeks every day, just at the end of the week. But he says the same thing. Yomar Shehayom Tet Yamim. In other words, according to this version, there isn't bracha, then sfira, and thus the psak of the Bahag that says, whoa, you missed a day. The psak of the Shulchan Aruch, pardon me, that says, let's split between them, continue counting, albeit without the bracha. It's one thing. So if we basically paskin that you're chayav in sfira to omer, You cannot do Sfira, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Ravya, without the bracha. It's one long bracha. It's like bench without a bracha. How can I do that? Benching, bracha is part of benching. It's not like when you repeat Kriyat Shema, when you daven early on a Friday night. Then you've disconnected Kriyat Shema from the two brachas before and the two brachas after. This is one long thing that leads into it. For example, Kedusha in Nusach Ashkenaz. What? How do you end Kedusha? Ledor vado haleluka. Ledor vado nagid godlecha. Baruch atah Hashem akel hakadosh. It's not like the Chazan says, okay, Kedusha, adkan, and then we'll start the third bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. It's one long thing. It starts from Nekadesh, let's say, or Nakdishcha and Musaf, and it ends in. So according to this, let the rabbi use this Nusach. It's a good idea. Since you can't disconnect between them, and since the rabbi is basically obligated in Sefirat Torah, let him say the second Nusach. No one will notice. He'll just do like this. Everyone says Amen. When everyone says Amen, he'll use the Shish. He'll say the Shehayom. And no one will hear the Shin, and he'll say Hayom. Interesting idea. Now, just for you to know that this is not a Dat Yachid, the Eliyahu Rabbah, one of the poskim that wrote on the Shulchan Aruch says, "Be'Eliyahu Zut Aveti Kama Poskim Hanuschaot Shehayom Lachena Noagim Ken Elim Chot Biyadam." So you look in the Eliyahu Zuta, as I did, and he says, "Baruch Keach Maharil." All said, this is the Nusach Chok Yaakov Haskamata Amri Haskamata Achronim Shloyomar Shehayom. Uvemet mi shomer shahayom lo ishtabesh deyesh lo ami lismoch rokeach tanya maharil. So we got a bunch of poskim that say this is the way to do it. So you can't say what I said earlier. You're obligated in one bracha to sfira. It's one thing. If it's one thing, let the rabbi use that nusach. Since we poskim basically that the Bahag is wrong, we just have respect for him. According to this, if you can't have respect for the Bahag, it's one package deal. But comes along to the Levush and says, "V'nirali shelo yomar shehayom yom echad or shehayom shnei yomim." Left side of the page. She'im ken hayam mashma'o baruch ata Hashem shetzivani lomar shehayom kach vekach ba'omer. Basically, the Levush says that the rov hachronim, despite all these points of view, say the nusach is like in the Shulchan Aruch, and this is basically what's printed in every siddur: bracha then sfira. Now, why is this not a good idea for the rabbi? In my humble opinion, I think it would be a good idea, but the rabbi shouldn't do things that are strange. There is a beautiful Gemara in Bechoros and other places in Shas. You can't do a psak halacha that looks strange in the eyes of the people. The rabbi will start saying, "Asher kedusha no mitzvah asfirat haomer," and everyone says, "Amen." Shehayom. There'll be one guy in the room listening and say, "Hey, rabbi, what do you say?" Now, maybe certain people won't be listening. Maybe they'll be talking. Maybe the amen will take it out. But guess what? If you say amen, and the rabbi's already in the middle of sfira, let's just try this. If Bruce says amen, I say shehayom. Yom, you'll hear not the whole sfira, you'll only hear part of it, right? Let's just say Amen takes a second, and Shehayom, Yom takes a second. So by the time you finish your Amen, what will you be hearing in the room?
Just the number.
Maybe just the number. Might be a good idea, but it looks a little strange. But if the rabbi feels public embarrassment, whatever, this, I believe, might be a way to go. The only problem with this is that, as we see in the Levush, he says, Rova Achronim say, you shouldn't use that Nusach. But it's a legitimate one. So we found two ways to save the rabbi today. First is, just somech on the points of view that you say your bracha every night, even if you forgot a night. And even if you say it's a minority view, say it's a Shevet HaLevi. It's okay. Because you can rely on a minority view in the Sha'at HaDchak. The Pri Chadosh disagreed. He gave two points of view. One is, you say your bracha on behalf of the Tzibur, because maybe some of us know how to make a bracha. Or actually tell someone not to say a bracha, like the story of the Beit HaLevi, but he doesn't like it because he says, you're more mechuyav than the rabbi. The rabbi is only mechuyav in one counting. You're mechuyav in bracha plus counting, so you're more obligated than him. The second suggestion I gave was, use the other nusach, where it's one package deal. Then you can't split between them. And those are the two suggestions I gave this rabbi.
What is the shehe?
Shehen. Asfirat Omer Shehen Shavua Echad V'Yom Echad. Instead of saying Hayom Yom Echad Shehen whatever, there's a different nusach. Asfirat Omer Shehen. What's today? 15. You say like this, Shehein Shnei Shavuot V'chamisha Asar Yamim La'omer.
It is.
So it's one package deal. So I gave the rabbi these two suggestions, or three suggestions to be precise. One is, Bisomechan, the Shevet HaLevi, and basically, just relying on the post, going to say you make a bracha every day. Two, ask someone not to make a bracha, or don't ask, but assume some of us know how to make a bracha, and make it anyway. Or number three, use the other nusach. But you know what I really told him at the end?
What I suggested.
I said what Bruce said. After my Rebbe Rav Amital died, Rav Yatz Rimon, who's the rabbi of Alon Shvut South, said, he gave a shir on this, and he said, if my Rebbe was alive, you know what he would probably say? And as a Talmud of Rav Amital, I am telling you, he would say this. Again, 99%, we didn't ask him. He'd say, let the rabbi not make a bracha in public. You know why? Because everybody will know that the rabbi's a human being. And like other human beings and wonderful Jews in the room, he also forgets sometimes. And he forgot this year, one day of Sfira. So take this whole shir, beautiful to hear, trying to save the dignity of for the Torah, for the Tzibur, the Baba, and say, let the rabbi make a statement. And say, this year, I forgot a day of Sfira. I had to invoke the Shulchan Aruch, like many other people in the shul, because I'm as human as you. And just like I think everyone should keep Shabbos, because we're all equally obligated. We're all equally human. After all, in the Torah, we have a par ha'alem davar shel tzibur, which means that the Sanhedrin made a mistake. Meaning the entire Jewish people made a mistake. They have to bring a korban before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which implies that even rabbis can make mistakes, which implies that rabbis are human beings. Wow! Didn't know that. I thought they were angels. No, they're angelic, but they're human beings. I think Rav Amital would have said, take your whole lumdus, let the rabbi not make the bracha, and tell everyone, I forgot a day of Sfira. It happens to you sometimes. It happened to me this year. No, mala asot. I'm a human being. We don't believe that rabbis are infallible. There is a religion out there that believes so. We're not one of them. So that's my bottom line to the rabbi. I said, in my humble opinion, tell your community in my name that you are a human being that forgot a day of Sfira, and there is a person in the shul that's a little more of a tzaddik than you, quote unquote, that didn't yet, and let him make the bracha v'lo kara klum. Or, if you don't want to show you're a human being, but you still want to maintain that you're as equally obligated as everyone else, don't count Sfira publicly. Don't take the kavod of the rabbi counting Sfira. Let the chazan count Sfira. And in Yirtz Hashem, the chazan, who will be the chazan, will be a guy who can count Sfira because he remembered every day. And I was away on Pesach, and this first night of Sfira came, the second night, the third night, the chazan always asked me, then they got used to it. I said, you'll make the bracha. I don't need the kavod, first of all. And number two, we're both equally obligated. Why do I have to? You're the chazan. You were good enough for Meiriv. You were good enough for Baruch Hu and Kaddish Kabbalah, but you're not good enough for this? B'vakasha, make the bracha. We're all as equally obligated over here. So I refuse the kavod. So I told this rabbi, if you already have the kavod, and that's the minhag in the shul, make a statement. You're human, and you forgot. It's like many human beings forget to do many things. But if you don't want to show you're human, then you have the whole lumdus we gave here.